Kansaland Radio.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in, hanging with us as we get set for another TVL showdown. As in the girls' game, Centralia took care of Troy. That final again, 59-31. Now it's time for a very important boys' contest here, as both these teams atop the TVL standings. Of course, Hanover right up there with them as well, but the Panthers with a 5-1 league record. The Trojans have yet to lose a game in the TVL. Troy at 8-4, Centralia number 7 this week in 1A D1, sitting at 8-2, coming off the TVL tournament title win this past weekend. Let's get you the starting lineups in this one. We'll start with Centralia and head coach Cole Aldefer. They'll go like this. Ethan McNally will get a start tonight, the 6'1 senior. Trenton Talley, a 6-foot junior. Presley Bowers, the 6'3 senior. Marshall Tanking, the 5'8 senior point guard. And then Brock Reinecke down low, a 6'1 junior post player. So again, for the Panthers, it's McNally, Talley, Bowers, Tanking, and Reinecke. For Troy and head coach Jonathan Rodvelt, in his third season, they'll go like this. Griffin Weber in the backcourt, a 5'8 senior. Jarrett Norris down low, a 6'4 sensational junior post. Cam Anderson in the backcourt as well, a 6-foot senior. Reagan Hartman as well, 5'11 junior. And then Bowden Bennett will get a start tonight, a 5'9 sophomore. So again, for Troy, it is Weber, Norris, Anderson, Hartman, and Bennett. Chance Link back in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks for tuning in. Our game tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Find out more by going to peru.edu. All white uniforms for the home Trojans, all black uniforms for the road dogs in Centralia. Centralia looking for the sweep. Girls victorious 59-31 in the first contest. And this is going to be a very interesting matchup tonight. Two of the better teams in the TVL. Certainly an important game in terms of league record. Still a lot of basketball to be played. But before you blink an eye, we'll be right at the last week or two of the season with Substate on the horizon. So these games so important in determining a league champion. Centralia wants to continue an opportunity to win the TVL tournament title and even the league title as well in the regular season. As we're off and underway here in Troy, game two of our doubleheader. Trojans win the opening tip. They go from left to right. Here's the 5'8 senior guard, Griffin Weber. Goes right, now inside to Norris. Over two defenders, too easy, layup good. It's going to be a tough matchup for Centralia. Working on the 6'4 junior, Jarrett Norris. Gets Troy off to a 2-0 lead, 25 seconds in. Here's Ethan McNally. No Colton Weir tonight, to Centralia with a quick turnover on their first possession. Here's Cam Anderson crossing over on McNally. Nearly threw it away. Ball still on the floor. It's going to be kicked all the way into the backcourt. Still on the floor. Still in the air. And Reinecke finally able to come up with it. He puts up a difficult shot that's no good. And then a whistle and a foul. Oh, boy. That's Jarrett Norris, and he is hobbling. And out he goes. So 49 seconds in. Troy is out with Jarrett Norris. And the reaction by Jonathan Rodvelt, the head coach, was not ideal. It did not look good. There was no pressure on that left knee. And that would be a huge loss for Troy. Preston Christensen comes in for him. Here's Cam Anderson for three, and that's a big one. Cam Anderson from downtown, very good outside shooter. Makes it 5-0 Troy. We played a minute 10 here in the first quarter. Here's McNally, left side on the wing. Steps back, fires a three, grazes the front of the rim, no good. Still battling for the rebound underneath, but Presley Bowers comes away with it and puts it in for two. Big bucket by Centralia to get them on the board. Troy with the lead at 5-2. 6.5 minutes left here in the first. Here is Cam Anderson. Right corner, dribbles to the elbow, now kicks out to Hartman, who curls. Fires up a difficult shot, a whistle, offensive foul. As Hartman will pick that one up, his first. And the Panthers get it back with 6:19 left here in the first. Here's So here is Trenton Talley, a 6-foot junior, who was very good in the win over Hanover in the TBL tournament title game on Saturday. That win snapped a Hanover 31-game winning streak. Here's Talley, a layup inside, no good, but gets his own miss. Now McNally has an opportunity inside. Now Marshall tanking, gets a look from three that's no good. And then finally, after three misses, Troy able to collect with Bowden Bennett. Here's Hartman, short corner right, working on Reineke, floats a shot in the lane, no good. Battle for the rebound, it's tipped up in the air, and McNally has it for Centralia. Here's Trenton Talley, wants to go coast to coast. Good defense, floats up a difficult shot, no good. And then out of bounds underneath, but it's last touched by Griffin Weber. So Centralia will keep. 5.5 minutes left in the first. It's a 5-2 Troy lead. The official's picking something up off the floor. Not sure what it was. Puts it in his pocket and says, let's get back to work. So Talley will throw it in, left side of his own backboard. Centralia trailing 5-2 early. Throws one over the top to Bowers. Now inside to Reineke. Nice extra pass. Bowers again on a cut. And a whistle and a foul. I think they're going to say it was on the shot, which would give Bowers two free throws. They get the foul on Christensen, who just came in for Norris, who left with an injury. And Bowers will shoot two. First free throw, no good. Bowers, a 6'3 senior, has the lone bucket so far for the Panthers. They've won eight straight since an 0-2 start. And number seven this week in 1-8-D1. And he goes 0-2, but Reineke gets the rebound and then missed an easy layup, and then Hartman collects that miss. Reineke probably wishes he had that one back. Here's Weber, left side of the floor, bouncing it in the corner with Hartman. Now it's Anderson, left his feet, tipped inside, Hartman. Shot up no good, but it was partially blocked by Bowers. Good defense. Here's Talley up the floor. Tanking in the left corner, back up top to Talley. They want Reineke inside, get it to him on the left block. He'll spin, fade, fires, and hits off the window. Brock Reineke with a difficult basket. Makes it 5-4 Troy at 4:45 left here in the first. Here's Cam Anderson. High left on the wing, in-out dribble, gets all the way inside, layup no good, and a rebound for Reineke. Chance for Centralia to take the lead with 4.5 minutes left here in the first. They're down 5-4. Bowers, left side pass to McNally. Now top of the key to Talley, right side to Tanking. They want to go over the top to Reineke, too much on the pass, and a steal by Christensen. Second turnover by Centralia. Here's Cam Anderson, top of the key, picks it up prematurely, right side, lazy pass, and it's going to be Reineke with a steal. He wants to go coast to coast. Missed the layup. And Hartman the rebound. Thought he was fouled. No call. Here's Cam Anderson. 5-4 Troy. Halfway mark first quarter. Here's Bowden Bennett all the way to the rim. And they're going to get an offensive foul on an illegal screen. They'll get Christensen with his second. Drew Gibbs going to check in, the 6-foot junior for Centralia. As McNally will get a quick breather. 3:55 and counting first quarter. And Jarrett Norris back to the scorer's table for Troy. Great news for the Trojans as he hobbled off within the first minute of the quarter, but he's ready to check back in. There's a pass that's knocked away and another turnover by Centralia. Bennett, Weber in the corner. Floater with the right hand, left it short. And an offensive rebound by Christensen keeps it alive. Here's Bowden Bennett to left corner three. Too strong, gets his own rebound. Then Gibbs coming away with a near steal, but Bennett able to get it. Now here's Christensen for two, left elbow. That one's no good. And another offensive rebound by Hartman. Cam Anderson will try a deep three. Short. Finally, Centralia clears it with a rebound by Presley Bowers. 5-4 Troy, 5 minutes into the first quarter. Bowers left side pass, Talley a three in the lead, bangs it home. Trenton Talley from downtown, and then a quick whistle and a timeout. Behind the Panthers, I think it is a 30, so if so, we'll keep it right here. It is. The Panthers with that three by Trenton Talley, his first bucket, gives The Panthers a 7-5 advantage, 2:56 left here in the first quarter. Troy's going to get Jarrett Norris back in the game. Two of the top four teams here in the TBL standings. You also got Hanover, of course, fighting for that top spot. Clifton Clyde's had a good season to this point as well. Frankfurt's in the mix, certainly. A lot of good teams in the TBL, and there's just so much basketball left to be played that still anything can really check out. So out of the timeout, Troy getting Norris back in. He'll inbound. Gets it off to Griffin Weber. Guarded by Marshall Tanking. Weber gets around a screen. Left side to Cam Anderson. Right side pass to Bowden Bennett. Inside, Jarrett Norris. Too easy. Layup good. Four for Norris. Ties it at 7. 2:35 left here in the first. Here's Gibbs. Top of the key. Holds it. Left side pass to Tanking. Once Bowers inside, bouncing it to him. Norris working on him. Stops on the block. And kicks it back out to Marshall Tanking. Now Talley right side to Gibbs. They want to go inside. Gets it into Reinicke. Layup. Trickles out. No good. And then gets his own miss and is fouled, I think, on the floor. We'll get Reagan Hartman with this one. His second. Team foul number four. It is on the floor. Bowers over the top pass, top of the key, guarded by Norris. Takes a hand off the Talley. Now Reinicke back to Gibbs. A deep right wing three, short, and a rebound for Troy. Tied at 7, 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. Here's Weber, around a ball screen by Norris, steps back for 2, short, and chased into the corner and out of bounds. It'll go back to Centralia. Both teams, 3 turnovers here in the first quarter. Tied at 7. The advantage for Centralia. Troy's been called for 4 fouls here in the quarter. Panthers have yet to be called with a foul in this game. Here's Bowers, top of the key. Fakes left. Now Tanking into the corner with Talley. Back to Tanking, up top to Gibbs. Pass kicked back to Gibbs. Should have been a kicked ball, but they let it reset. Down to 1:25 left in the quarter. Reinicke a screen for Marshall Tanking. Not much with it. Now up top to Bowers. Working on Norris. And they get him for a carry. So Troy gets it back. 1:18 left here in the first. We're tied at 7. Centralia girls had no problem in their matchup tonight. 59-31 as they move to 11-0. And the Panther boys trying to get to 9-2 and win their 9th straight game. That's it. Tough out here tonight against a very strong Troy team. Here is Norris inside. A tough shot through traffic is no good. Gibbs clears. Here comes Marshall Tanking. Stop and pop from 18. Right wing, not there. Battle for the rebound underneath. Bowers shot up no good, but he's fouled. Bowers already 3 rebounds here in the first quarter. They get Bowden Bennett with this one for Troy. Presley Bowers will shoot 2. He's 0 for 2 at the line already in the quarter. He's got 2 points and 3 rebounds. 53 seconds to go. He can break a 7-all tie. And the free throw is good. 3 points by Talley. Now 3 from Bowers, 2 from Reinicke. Troy has 4 from Norris, 3 from Anderson. Second by Bowers, and it rattles in there. So 2-for-2 trip that time. He's got 4. Makes it 9-7, Centralia by 2, 50 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Bowden Bennett working on Gibbs, crossing him up left. Now Cam Anderson right side, nearly tripped up. Now Bowden Bennett's a wide-open shot for 3, and he rattled it in. Bowden Bennett from downtown. Gives Troy a 10-9 lead with 30 seconds left. Good pass inside to Reinicke, but he lost it in the air. It's going to be a whistle and a foul after Norris came away with a steal. Reinicke picks up the first Centralia foul with now 27 seconds left here in the quarter. See if Troy will play for the final shot. They lead it by 1, 10-9. Norris inside, whistle, a lot of contact, no call. Andrew Gibbs comes away with a steal. Now 12 seconds to go. Centralia can take the lead at the end of the quarter. Bowers, right corner, looks up at the clock, bouncing it into Reinicke. Left-handed layup, no good. Rebound, Griffin Weber. He's got 2 seconds. Does he get a shot up in time? It will if it goes. No good, and that's the end of the quarter. So back-and-forth affair, and it's Troy here at home leading by a score of 10-9 after 8 minutes. We'll step aside. More after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's all about connection, and Rainbow has a special offer for the essential connections in your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with your family, or binge-watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Sign up for Rainbow's high-speed internet and receive $20 off per month for 6 months. Certain terms and conditions apply. Visit Rainbow's website at rainbowtel.net for term conditions and more information.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Second quarter here from Troy. A good one after 8 minutes, 10-9 Trojans. Official here at the scores table confirming something. So waiting to see what the discussion is here at the scores table. They went over and spoke with Jonathan Rodvelt, the Trojans head coach, about something. Not sure if it was a timeout issue or what, but just delaying the start from the second quarter. Got a thumbs up by the official, and now we're good. So here comes Centralia from right to left. Start of the second quarter, they trail 10-9. Here's Reinicke, top of the key to McNally. Goes right, into the corner with Reinicke. Comes out of some trouble, Bowers now at the top of the key. McNally at the elbow, trying to bounce it back to Bowers, but Talley collects. Here's Brock Kramer, who's in the game, has a pass knocked away. And the Panthers will keep Kramer, the 6'2 junior. Talley bounces it in, left side on the wing to McNally. Getting the start tonight, no Colton Weir tonight. Here's McNally for two, well off the mark, and then it somehow bounced back up and in. Deflected by Reinicke, it looked like. And that's an odd sequence, but it'll count the same. And Trillia back in front. Cam Anderson missing a three, but Bowden Bennett's a backside rebound. Now Hartman from downtown, and he cans a triple. 13-11, Troy by two. A minute into this second quarter. Here's McNally crossing up Anderson. Right side pass to Talley in the corner. Now top of the key to Bowers. Looking left. Couple of dribbles working on Norris. Bouncing a pass to Reinicke. Baseline left. Difficult pass, and now Anderson comes away with a steal. Anderson, no look pass to Norris, and the layup is good. Nicely done by Cam Anderson. Jarrett Norris on the receiving end. He's got six. The lead is four. 15-11 Troy. Here's Kramer. Inside pass to McNally. Short corner shot by Bowers. Too strong. Kramer flies in to grab the rebound. And he's going to be called for a travel. We'll see Reese Tanking, a 6'2 sophomore, into the game for the Panthers, who had a nice TVL tournament in limited minutes over the weekend. 15-11, Troy by four with the ball, early portion second quarter. Here's Bowden Bennett, gets past Kramer, lost it in the air, and what a steal there by McNally. McNally guarded by Anderson, swings a pass to Tanking, his first touch, now a bounce pass to Kramer, short corner right, Bowers top of the key, Turns down a three, wants to drive on Norris. Stops on the block, kicks out to McNally. Now he'll drive. Left corner kick. Talley a three. Beautiful. Trenton Talley from downtown. He's got five. Or correction, six on a couple of triples. Makes it 15-14. The Troy lead is one. Anderson drives. Now Norris, free throw line. All the way to the rim. Layup no good. Rebound Centralia. Reese tanking, saves it from going out of bounds. Now Kramer in the left corner. Steps into a long two. Left it short. Rebound Troy. Here's Bowden Bennett. Wraps it to Griffin Weber. Just checking back in. His pass deflected. And tanking comes away with a steal. He wants to go coast to coast. Layup left short. And Norris the rebound and a foul. Couple of missed opportunities at the rim here in the last minute by Centralia. The second foul against the Panthers, this one against Presley Bowers. As Marshall tanking checks back in for Kramer. 15-14, Troy by one with the ball, 5:17 until halftime. Here's the 6 foot senior, Cam Anderson, far sideline. Now back towards the middle of the floor, looking for the lob to Norris, catching it inside and settles it up and in for two as Jarrett Norris starting to feast down low. He's got eight. Makes it 17-14. 3-point Troy lead under 5 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Reese tanking for three. Got it. The 6'2 sophomore Reese tanking ties the game at 17 all. Under 4:45 left here, quarter two. Here's Cam Anderson. Right side on the wing. He'll try to answer from three. That one no good. Norris a rebound. Layup good. Jarrett Norris. 10 points and four rebounds here in the first half. 19-17 Troy. 4:20 left here in the second. Here's Presley Bowers. Top of the key. Right elbow, now tanking, curls in the lane, kicks out to Talley, left corner. Guarded by Bennett, now shovels that one off to Bowers. Wants to work on Norris, he'll take it all the way. Good defense by Jarrett Norris. Bowers gets his own miss and puts it back up and in. Kind of a right place, right time scenario. Bowers with six, we're tied at 19. Just past the halfway mark here in the second. Here's Bowden Bennett, bumped at the free throw line and a foul. Again, Marshall tanking with his first, team foul number three. Paxton Bowers, a sophomore, will check in. So Troy tied at 19 with the ball. Here's Griffin Weber, right side on the wing. Gets a ball screen from Norris, not much on the roll. Hartman, beautiful pass inside. Bowers. With the defense on Jarrett Norris, it doesn't matter. He turns to his left and kisses one off the window. He's got 12. 21-19, Troy by two. 3.5 minutes left here in the first half. Bowers takes a handoff, gets it inside to Reese tanking. Shot up no good, blocked by Norris, and a rebound for Cam Anderson. 21-19, Troy. Here's Hartman, drives from the right corner. What a shuffle inside to Jarrett Norris for two and the foul. Everything going to Jarrett Norris inside. Beautiful pass by Hartman on a dive. And the Centralia foul is on Marshall tanking, just picking up his second. As Preston Christensen will check back in for Troy, taking the spot of Hartman. Jarrett Norris feasting here in the first half. He's already got 14. Make it 15 after he went out within the first minute and what looked at the time to be a scary injury to maybe a left knee or left ankle, but he was right back just a couple minutes later and he has been feasting. It's a 5-point Troy lead at 24-19. Pass deflected out of bounds. Centralia keeps with 2:50 left until halftime. Alley bounces one to Paxton Bowers in the left corner. Now Presley Bowers, top of the key. Steps into a three. Short. And tipped up and in. Oh, it rolls off the rim by Bowers, and then a rebound, though, by Bowden Bennett. And then we get a whistle, and the ball goes out of bounds underneath, and Troy had an opportunity in transition, but they'll turn it back over. Centralia down 5, 24-19, with 2.5 minutes left to go in the first half. Here's Paxton Bowers, bouncing one right side to Reinicke in the corner. Trying to find Reinicke inside. Presley Bowers dribbling right. Now back to Paxton Bowers, top of the key, and he's whistled for a travel. Eight first-half turnovers by Centralia. Gives it back to Troy with 2:15 left. And the Trojans leading 24-19. They let it 10-9 after one. They've got it up to 5 here, latter portions of the second quarter. Bowden Bennett's a drive, lost it off his own hands and out of bounds, and that's the 8th turnover of the half as well for Troy. Here's Trenton Talley, near sideline, bouncing one left to Paxton Bowers on the wing. Bounce pass top of the key to Paxton Bowers, right side to Talley in the corner. Little head fake, now Reese tanking at the top of the key. Right side to Paxton Bowers in the corner. Now inside to Talley, shot up no good, and a rebound for Jarrett Norris. Cam Anderson, far sideline, coming up on the final 90 seconds. Oh, they go under the screen, but he shuffled his feet, and he's going to be called for a travel. So fortunate the Panthers had some miscommunication on defense and left Anderson, a very good three-point shooter, wide open at the top of the key. So just an extra shuffle of the feet by Anderson prior to shooting, gave it back to Centralia. 24-19, Troy by 5. Panthers with it, late portions of the second. Here's Talley to Paxton Bowers. They go inside, short corner. Here's Presley Bowers. Spins, layup good. Nicely done there on Jarrett Norris. Presley Bowers has 8. And it's back to within 3 at 24-21 with 1:02 left to go here in the second. Bowers fronting Norris. Tips a pass out of bounds. Exactly 1 minute to go. It'll be Anderson to throw it in. And they're going to get Christensen on an offensive foul prior to the ball being thrown in, trying to set a screen. That's his 3rd foul. And so that'll get Seth Judd to the scorer's table. A 5'8 sophomore is going to check in for the first time. So with 1 minute left here in the second quarter, 24-21, Troy by 3, Centralia with the ball. Right side pass to Reese tanking. Ball fakes. Out of the elbow with Bowers. Stops in the corner. Now here's Talley, a left corner 3 for the tie, and he rattled it home. 9 points, 3 threes by Trenton Talley. We're tied at 24, under 40 seconds to go until halftime. Expected a good one here. We're getting it so far. Norris inside, too easy once again. 17 first half points for Jarrett Norris. 26-24. Troy by 2. We're down to 24 seconds left. Here's Reese tanking right side. Paxton Bowers will set him a screen. Gets to the free throw line. Kicks it to Reinicke. Works it underneath the bucket. Layup no good. And a rebound for Cam Anderson. 9 seconds to go. Now 6. Into the corner, Seth Judd. Had it knocked away. Looking for somebody. Gets it to Anderson. Shot up at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the first half. So Troy with a 2-point lead, 26-24 on Centralia at halftime. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a 1-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ring in 2022 at the $22 special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get any single topping pizza and a medium cheese breadsticks for just $22 in January. Warm up with soups for lunch or check out wraps, salads, wings, or desserts. The Pizza Bakery is locally owned and offers great food and great variety 7 days a week. Plus, the hot case is an option for a quick grab and go. For carry out or eat in, phone 486-2602. Thanks for your support and best wishes in the new year from the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime score, Troy leading it by 2 over Centralia, 26-24. Brandon Tam and Chance Link back in at studio. As we get you now our first half numbers, as our halftime coverage, of course, always presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Troy with the two-point lead, and Centralia is going to have to make some adjustments. Jarrett Norris just having a field day inside, 17 in the first half. He had 5 rebounds as well, and then you got 3 apiece by Cam Anderson, Reagan Hartman, and Bowden Bennett. 9 on 3 threes by Trenton Talley to lead Centralia. They also got 8 by Presley Bowers, 4 from Brock Reinecke, and then 3 by Reese Tanking. Troy had 10 turnovers in the first half, Centralia with 8. Troy with a slight rebound advantage at 16-15. Troy hit their lone free throw. Panthers went 2 of 4 at the line. Again, Troy 26, Centralia 24. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at NEKTax.com.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you. Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home loan is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it. GN Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS. Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark Sudbeck to remind you we offer many ways to help you recover from surgery or an injury, and we have 2 locations, in Horton and in Hiawatha. At STARS, you'll find many of our therapists are from the area and have a genuine interest to provide you individualized attention for your recovery. So if you have pain, a sprain, or a strain, let STARS help you back to good health with locations in Horton and Hiawatha. Hiawatha.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know they're planning on expanding their services to you soon to include retail sales. Listen for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling in May. So give them a call now and get your name on the schedule. 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing and soon retail sales. South on Last Chance Road in Troy.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Still continuing at the half, coverage presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Trojans leading Centralia by a slim margin, 26-24. Had a couple of finals from the girls' games earlier tonight. Of course, if you're just joining us, our first game, Centralia rolled 59-31. They improve to 11-0. Frankfort gets a big win at Onega, 62-17. Blue Valley in a non-league game, getting a big win over Wakefield, 62-40. They get their fourth win of the year. Got a couple of other scores as well. Looking down at the Hiawatha Invitational, ACCHS, a 15-point win against Atchison, 50-35. Atchison will play Jackson Heights on a Thursday. Holton, a big 7 win against Riverside. That final was 44-38. Of course, stay up to date, mscsports.net, for all the latest information. One final two-minute timeout. Second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, we'll take it back. Still got a minute here until the start of the second half. And this was expected to be a tight ball game, and that's certainly what it's been. Troy had a 10-9 lead after the first quarter. And then Centralia, multiple times, had multiple lead changes in that second quarter, but Troy with a 16-15 advantage in the second. This 26-24 lead here at the break. Again, Centralia is going to have to do something about Jarrett Norris. He had 17 in the first half. Trenton Talley, 9. Presley Bowers with 8, leading the way for Centralia. Both teams getting settled in. Big game in the TBL standings between both of these teams. Both these teams in the top four, with still so many teams capable of winning the regular season title in this league. Every game matters down the stretch. About a month left in the season. As for Troy, this is already going to be their 13th game played. This is the 11th played for Centralia. So as we start the second half, we switch sides. Troy will now go from right to left, and they'll get the ball as we start now in the third quarter. 26-24, their lead is 2. Looks like both teams riding with the same starters. That's a travel, no call. Here is a difficult shot inside that's no good by Hartman, and a rebound brought down by Bowers. So Centrilli a chance to tie it here or take the lead with a three ball. Just getting going, third quarter, 26-24. Here's Marshall tanking, curls, bounces one to Bowers, short corner right. Guarded by Norris. Gets in the lane, nice pass inside, but deflected and picked up, a steal by Cam Anderson. Here's Anderson, stops, top of the key. Bowden Bennett's right side on the wing. Now it's Griffin Weber. They go into the corner with Anderson, had it knocked away, and that's going to be a steal picked up by McNally. I go inside, Marshall tanking on the right wing. McNally looking left, now bouncing it on the block, getting it back from Bowers. Here's Talley for the lead, in and out, no good. Bowers goes crumbling into Anderson, and that's going to be a foul on Presley Bowers. That'll be his second, first team foul here in the second half. 6:47 left, third quarter, 26-24 Troy. Neither team has scored here so far in the third quarter. Here's Griffin Weber. Wants to go into the right corner. Hands it off to Anderson there. Now top of the key to Bennett. Left side, it's Hartman. Baseline drive cut off there by Reinicke. He'll back out into the corner. Now over the top looking for Norris, but a good read and a steal by Presley Bowers. Here's Bowers at the free throw line. Kicks it left. Now tanking in the corner. It's around the arc. Now Bowers left corner for the lead. Short. And the rebound chased down by Griffin Weber. Here's Weber, far sideline. Now Anderson, top of the key. Still waiting for our first points here in the third quarter. We've played 2 minutes. Hartman in a drive and gets one off into Norris inside. His layup's no good, but a foul. And if that's Bowers, it's going to be his third. It is Bowers, and that's his third. Team foul number 2, Jarrett Norris will shoot 2. Jarrett Norris, 17 first-half points to go along with 5 rebounds. And the first free throw is good. He's got 18, and that's the first point of the second half. Second free throw on the way. And gets a kind touch, and that one's through. So he's 3 for 3 at the line. 19 in the game by Jarrett Norris. The lead for Troy is 4 at 28-24. Got 5:45 and counting here, third quarter. Marshall tanking to Reese, tanking for 3. Might have been partially blocked, no good. Comes all the way out here to the half court and out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Troy. Tough starts by the Panthers here in the third quarter. Griffin Weber to throw it in, far sideline. Gets it off to Bowden Bennett. Now left side to Hartman. On the wing to Anderson. Guarded by Marshall tanking. That's a ball screen right. Had it knocked away by Reinicke, a near steal, but Anderson collects. Now Bennett's a right corner 3. In and out, no good. Rebound McNally. Here comes McNally up the floor. Kicks it right. Now Marshall tanking. Top of the key. Inside to Reinicke. In the paint. Working on North. Kicks it out McNally in the corner. Spins one inside to Reinicke. Beautiful passing to Reese tanking inside, but missed the shot. Tanking gets his own rebound. And now Marshall tanking from downtown. That's too strong. Rebound Ethan McNally and then puts that one up no good. And a rebound for Jarrett Norris. Here's Griffin Weber. Gets caught on the block. Bounces it to Hartman. Nice ball fake. Steps into a two-shot blocked by McNally. And a rebound for Bennett. And then a whistle and a foul underneath. It's going to be on the floor. Stops the clock at 4:40. Reinicke picks up his second. Team foul number 3. 28-24 Troy. This is Anderson to throw it in. Here's Griffin Weber in the right corner. Guarded by Talley, over the top pass to Norris inside. He was doubled. It was knocked out of bounds by Reinicke, so fortunate for Troy there. And it wasn't a turnover. As you see Centrilla starting to put an extra body on Norris inside, but now Bennett gets open for three, left it short. Hartman gets the rebound, layup good. Five now for Reagan Hartman. The 5'11 junior makes it a six-point Troy lead at 30-24. Down to 4:15 left here in the third quarter. Here's Marshall tanking at the free throw line. Spins there, caught by Griffin Weber. Now Reinicke inside. Kicks it back out to tanking left wing. Pulls up from the elbow. Shot is no good, and a rebound for Jarrett Norris. Working on a monster stat line tonight. 19.7 rebounds. Here's Griffin Weber. Short corner pass. Now looking for Norris inside. Deflected to him, though. Difficult shot. Nearly banked it in through traffic. No good. Reinicke the rebound. Clears it away for Centrilla. Panthers down six with the ball. 30-24. We've played 4:20 here in the third. Here's Reese tanking, working on Hartman, and then bouncing it to nobody out of bounds, and it's going back to Troy, and a timeout for Centralia. It is a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 3:31 left here in the third. Troy 30, Centralia 24. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
3:31 left here, quarter three. Troy 30, Centralia 24. Centralia back in the rankings in 1A D1 at number 7. They've won 8 straight. Troy coming off a fourth place finish at the TVL tournament this past weekend. Trying to stay at the top on the TVL standings themselves. Good matchup. It's been the Jarrett Norris Express. 19 points and 7 rebounds tonight already. Still got 3.5 minutes left here in the third. He has been the difference maker. More nights than not, he is for this Trojans team. So out of the timeout, Trojans with it. A 6-point lead. 3.5 minutes left here in the third. Here's Cam Anderson. Top of the key. Hands it off to Hartman. Swinging back to the right wing. Picks it up there. Now over the top, it goes inside to Norris. Difficult shot, no good. Trying to tip it up to himself and then hits off his own head. And then Weber able to gather it in the corner and keep the possession alive. Cam Anderson, a deep three. Short. And battle for the rebound. It's Griffin Weber. Layup good. Big rebound by the 5'8 senior. Griffin Weber makes it 32-24 with under 3 minutes left here in the third. And now they get an offensive foul. Norris took a shot from Reinicke. That's the third foul on Reinicke. The Trojans have all the momentum as they have outscored Centralia 6-0 here in the third. They led 26-24 at halftime. They lead it 32-24 with under 3 minutes left here in the third. Here's Hartman, curls around the arc, lost it, and it's going to be an offensive foul. Just slipped out of his hands, and then he runs right into Marshall tanking. Third turnover in the quarter by Troy. Gives it back to Centralia with 2:40 left in this third, and still looking for their first points here in the quarter. Reinicke left corner. Gets it inside. Reese tanking. Layup no good. And it's kicked out of bounds underneath, and it's going back to Troy. So it's just been tough sledding for Centralia here to find points in the second half. Still searching for their first points. And the Troy lead's been built to 8, 32-24. 2:20 left here in the third. Anderson over the top, layup good. Jarrett Norris again, 21 points. Gives it now a 10-point lead for the Trojans at 34-24. Here's Talley with a big shot. And a short corner J is good. And finally, a bucket's in for Centralia. 6 minutes into the third. It's 34-26. Anderson again looking for Norris inside. Missing this time, and a rebound for Marshall tanking. Opportunity to chip away once again. With the Panthers on offense, Tally in the left corner, drives baseline all the way to the rim. Layup good and the foul. Big drive and finish over Norris. Trenton Tally with 13. And Norris picks up the foul as first. Makes it 34-28, so four straight points by Centralia. Could be five if Tally can hit the free throw. Gibbs back into the game for the Panthers. And the shot is up and good. So a three-point play capped by Tally. He's got 14 in the lead, trimmed to five at 34-29. 90 seconds left here in the third. Griffin Weber bouncing it to Cam Anderson, right side. Now his pass lazy and intercepted. Now here's Trenton Tally up the floor, and he had it knocked away in a steal by Bowden Bennett. So the Trojans get it back. Five-point lead coming up on the final minutes here in the third. That one knocked away by Reese Tanking. There's a steal for Centralia. He wants to go coast-to-coast. Missed the layup, but Tally is right there to clean up the miss. He's got 16. 34-31. All of a sudden, a 7-0 run by Centralia to get back to within three. 45 seconds left here in the third. Troy want to play for the final shot. Still 33 seconds left here in the quarter. Bowden Bennett's up top, just holding, looking at the sideline. Centralia content on letting Troy play for the final shot. Down to 20 seconds. Bowden Bennett's now down to 10. Left side on the wing. There's a pass, and that's actually going to be intercepted. They get it up the floor, pass deflected out of bounds. Tally and Norris trying to chase it. And Centralia is going to have it with 4 seconds left underneath their own bucket. They're on a 7-0 run. They had gotten down 10. They have clawed back to within three. Preston Christensen back into the game for the Trojans. See what the Panthers dial up here with 4 seconds left. They set up a lob to Reese Tanking. The shot's no good. Hartman the rebound, and that's going to end the quarter. So a 7-0 run by Centralia to end the quarter gets him back to within three. As we head to the fourth, Troy leads it 34-31. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, start of the fourth quarter. Troy leading by three, 34-31. Centralia with the ball. Bowers back in. Right wing bouncing it to Tally in the corner for the tie. No good. Rebound by Marshall. Tanking will keep it alive. And now Gibbs for three. No good. And a rebound for Troy. We'll slow it down a little bit with the three-point lead. Just getting going here in the fourth quarter. Now Weber has it. High right, Centralia sitting back in his own defense. Anderson had it knocked away out of bounds. Centralia keeps. Cam Anderson will throw it underneath his own bucket. Nice pass to Christensen. They'll miss the layup inside. Weber, though, gets it. His shot was partially blocked. And a rebound for Trenton Talley. Three ball would tie it here early in the fourth quarter. We've played a minute. And McNally will try for the tie. In and out, no good. Battle for the rebound, chased in the far corner, collected by Weber. He wants to push the tempo. Here's Cam Anderson, down the middle, over the top pass to Norris, on the block, layup, good, and the foul. 23 for Jarrett Norris. And a chance for one more. I believe the foul was Trenton Talley. It was his first. Team fifth. Jarrett Norris to try to cap off a three-point play. He got it. He is 4-for-4 at the line and has 24 points. 37-31, Troy, 6:45 left in the game. Here's Marshall tanking around a Gibbs screen at the free throw line. We'll pull up from there. No good. Battle for the rebound, won by Troy. Pass to Norris inside. Good positioning and another easy bucket. Make it 26. 39-31 Troy. Here's McNally bouncing it to Bauer. Short corner right. Guarded by Norris. Wants to back him down. Gets inside. Difficult shot up and in. Presley Bowers with 10. Here is Griffin Weber, a deep three, no good. Tipped, and a rebound for Troy. So a second chance opportunity. Now Cam Anderson from downtown, and he buries it. Cam Anderson with six, makes it 42-33. Just over 5.5 minutes left in the game. Norris tips a pass in the air and a steal. Here's Griffin Weber, left side to Hartman. To Norris inside, stops, kicks it back out to Anderson. Wants to go over the top, another pass, no good on the shots, but free throws coming up once again. For Jarrett Norris, who's just been dominant tonight. Trenton Talley with the foul is second. Norris 4-for-4 at the line, he's got 26 points, 7 rebounds. But he misses this free throw. Reese tanking, Paxton Bowers, Brock Reineke, all checking in for Centralia. 5:16 left here in the fourth quarter. The 9-point Troy lead at 42-33. Norris hits the second. He's now 5-for-6 at the line and has 27 points. The 10-point Troy lead, 43-33. Coming up on 5 minutes to go. Big stretch here for Centralia. Can they chip away? Here's Talley. Free throw line extended pass. Now Bowers wants to work. Gets all the way in. Shot up no good, but a foul. So Bowers will shoot two. As they get Cam Anderson with his first. And Presley Bowers, 10 points, 5 rebounds tonight. He's 2-for-4 at the line. And the free throw is short. Trying to go 1-for-2 if he can knock in the second. And he missed them both. The rebound chase, though, in the corner by Reese tanking to keep the possession alive. Bowers inside, wants to work on Norris again. Missed the layup, battle for the rebound, and out of bounds, or it's a foul. I think it's going to be on Centralia, so. At free throws and then another possession, unable to come away with points as Reineke picks up his fourth. That's the 17th foul, so it's bonus scenario the rest of the way for Troy. It'll be Preston Christensen to shoot a 1-and-1. He's not scored tonight. 5'11 junior does have 4 rebounds. And he's short on the free throw, rebound for Talley. Down to 4:40 left in the game. Reese tanking, bouncing it inside to Paxton Bowers. His shot blocked by Norris. And Troy will slow the pace up with a 10-point lead. Offense just hard to come by here in the second half for Centralia. Anderson, Griffin Weber, right corner three, got it. Griffin Weber now with five, and the lead is up to 13, 46-33, as we're coming up on the halfway point here in the fourth. Tally, a pull-up J, too strong. Bowers, though, hits the rebound. We'll go back up. Shot blocked. Rebound, Jarrett Norris. Norris up the way, brings it up the floor. Left side to Anderson. Open again. Not this time, but Hartman able to get the rebound in the corner. Anderson, nice ball fake, gets in the lane. Beautiful pass to Christensen. Shot blocked, but Norris is there to get it up and in, and a timeout. 29 for Jarrett Norris, and the lead is 15 for Troy at 48-33. It's a full. We'll step aside. 3:45 left in the ball game. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
Certainly crunch time now for Centralia. They trail here at Troy 48-33 with 3:45 left in the game. Jarrett Norris going off tonight, 29 as well as 8 rebounds. Certainly the difference in this game. Big possession here for Centralia. Can they get some points out of the timeout? Here's Reese tanking, left side, top of the key to Reinicke. Wants to work right, handing it off to Paxton Bowers. He'll step back and fire a three, and that's a big three by Paxton Bowers. Makes it 48-36 with 3:25 left. Here's Cam Anderson, right side on the wing, trying to get a ball screen. Guarded by Tally, gets all the way inside. Shot no good. Rebound Reinicke. Here comes Centralia up the floor. Coming up on 3 minutes left, they're down 12. Here's Bowers, straight on for three. Short. Reinicke gets the rebound, wants to go back up. Shot no good. Battle for the rebound, out of bounds, and back to Troy. Marshall tanking will check back in for Reinicke. So a little bit smaller lineup here for the Panthers. Down to 2:56 left in this one. It's a 48-36 Troy lead. They led it by two at the half. And they have controlled the pace here in the fourth quarter. They led it by three going into this quarter. They exploded out with some threes early to extend on it, and they've, here the last few minutes, kept Centralia at arm's length. Anyone to run some time, work possession here. There's a deflected pass, and Centralia is going to come away with a steal, but then the Panthers are going to give it right back. Had a chance for a transition bucket. The pass was off target. So the Trojans have it back. Down to 2:15 left, their lead is 12, 48-36. Griffin Weber won a ball screen, dumps it down to Norris at the free throw line. He'll stop, pop from there, left it short, and a rebound for Troy. Or correction, Centralia. It's Reese tanking. Paxton Bowers drives in, bouncing it to Reese. Shot up no good, and a whistle and a foul. After Christensen came down with the rebound. Now free throws are coming up for Troy. Foul was on Marshall tanking his third, and this will put Christensen at the line for a 1-1. 48-36, Troy by 12 with a minute 50 left in the game. As Seth Judd will come back in as he replaces Norris. again, big free throws here for Christensen. First one on the way, and that one rattles in. It's his first point tonight. Makes it 49-36 with a minute 50 to go. And he goes 2 for 2. 50-36. We're under a minute 50 left in the game. Troy in front. Paxton Bowers, baseline drive, all the way underneath. Gets the reverse layup, missed it. And tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Bowers and back to Troy. Had an opportunity right under the rim. Now Seth Judd, who just checked back in, will throw it in to the Trojans. Gets it off to Griffin Weber. Down to 90 seconds. Troy in a good spot here, up 14. Looking to end Centralia's 8-game win streak after their PBL tournament title victory. And they were without Colton Weir tonight, a very good 3-point shooter. But Troy it was Jarrett Norris all night, 29 points. Cam Anderson continues to run away from the defense, and now he had it knocked away, and that's going to be a steal. And then Christensen able to dive on it, and then a couple bodies land on top of him. And Troy was trying to get a timeout called, but the possession was not gathered yet. And the possession arrow will actually go back to Troy. Officials telling Jonathan Rodvelt that there was no possession yet, so you couldn't get the timeout called. But regardless, a lot of time came off, and you still got the ball, and up 14 is down to a minute left, and Marshall tanking is going to be called for a foul. Team foul number 9, exactly 1 minute to go. Final 1-1. This will be Hartman to shoot. 5 points and 7 rebounds tonight for the 5'11 junior, Reagan Hartman. And the first free throw is good, and he's got 6. The lead is 51-36, Troy. They've been impressive tonight, and Jared Norris, 29 points. Second free throw short. And then a foul on the rebound attempt going against Troy. It's just their 4th, so they still got some fouls to give. Christensen picks up his 4th, which is down to 58.5 seconds left. 51-36, Centralia trails with the ball. Here's Talley, wants to go all the way. Layup good. 18 by Trenton Talley tonight. Down to 45 seconds. Anderson works it up the floor. Hartman gives up an open layup to back it out and work more time. Centralia's not necessarily fouling as Reese Tanking comes away with a steal. And there's a whistle and a foul, but once again a foul to give. With 30 seconds to go, as Seth Judd picks up that foul after turning it over. Good steal there by Reese Tanking. But again, just 30 seconds left, and Centralia down 13, 51-38. Talley tanking a deep 3, shorts, rebound Cam Anderson. And he's wanting to dribble across the timeline, gets it off to Weber, down to 15 seconds. Centralia might be calling off the dogs here, and that's going to do it. Impressive win tonight for Troy to stay towards the top of the TBL standings, 51-38 as Jared Norris explodes for 29. Our post game is next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of three people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hi, this is Nick at Citizens State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizens State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
And back one final time. It's going to be a split tonight in this TVL showdown as the girls' contest went the way of Centralia 59-31. It was the Troy boys in the nightcap defeating the Panthers 51-38. They had a dominant second half, outscoring Centralia 25-14 to get the win, moving to 9-4. They stay unbeaten in TVL play. Centralia has their 8-game winning streak snap. They drop to 8-3. Now 5-2 in TVL play. Let's get you the final numbers and announce our player of the game. And we'll start with Troy. As again, Jarrett Norris with just a monster game tonight. 29 points and 8 rebounds. He was 5 of 6 at the free throw line. And then outside of that, 6 apiece from Cam Anderson and Reagan Hartman. 5 from Griffin Weber. 3 from Bowden Bennett. And 2 by Preston Christensen. 18 points, 6 rebounds for Trenton Talley to lead Centralia. Also in double figures was Presley Bowers with 10. They also got 4 from Brock Reinecke, 3 apiece from Paxton Bowers and Reese Tanking. Troy out-rebounded Centralia 34-30. Trojans had 18 turnovers, Panthers had 14. Trojans solid at the line, hitting 8 of 10. Panthers went 3 out of 7 at the free throw line. But again, a 25-14 second half by Troy. Extending it out and able to hold off Centralia late and get the win. In the final score was 51-38. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Well, it's pretty easy. Jarrett Norris just unstoppable tonight. 29 points and 8 rebounds. He was 5 out of 6 at the line. And he is our player of the game with a near 30-point triple-double, but just shy of it on both ends. 29 points and 8 rebounds. Jarrett Norris, our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. So that's going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight. Appreciate Chance Link's work back in studio, but it is a TVL split as the Centralia girls win the first ball game 59-31, and it's the Trojan boys in the nightcap 51-38. Again, for Chance's work back in our studio, I'm Brandon Thamman. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you Friday night for more high school hoops here on Kansas Land.